You know, friend, as I look into your face today, I know God has had wide a dream inside you. And in the very dream that He had wide in you lays the DNA of a life assignment. You may don't understand today, but I'm here to declare that this God is so faithful to see the very dream that He had wide in you fly into the destiny that He created for. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, well, I hope that you're going to stand with your senior pastor and support him to go. Many times we send mission to other places, but we need to send our senior pastor. Hallelujah. If you believe that, you believe that can happen? Amen. Pastor, you're going. Just want to. Because if I was, if you know what? You know the spirit in the house today? We can raise 7,000 right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because money is not an issue. Money is not an issue. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't have to talk about mission. Because when you come to mission, I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Praise the Lord. But this morning, I would like to encourage you. I know you guys great have a great teacher, great pastor, good preacher. And I love him. You know, your senior pastor is my good friend. Praise the Lord. I love to spend a new year with him. Praise God. Well, I'm married. I have 4 children, 3 beautiful girls, and a handsome young boy. We love Jesus. Amen. I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. I'm really not going to preach. I'm just want to encourage you. I heard about the 24-hour walk. But this morning I'm going to talk to you about a 40 years walk. Hallelujah. Some people are kind of, I need a break. I just walk for 24 hours. Oh, good Lord, help us. Praise the Lord. Let's read the scripture together. 2:3. And you shall remember that the Lord your God lead you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep His commandment or not. Praise the Lord. Remember the 40 years I take you through the wilderness. Listen to the scripture. The Bible didn't say, remember the 40 years you go through the wilderness. No. Remember the 40 years I take you through the wilderness. Hallelujah. To test and to humble you. To know what's in your heart. And to make sure whether you keep my commandments or not. I believe 2017 will be a year of breakthrough in this fellowship. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to get ready. I believe each one of you this morning have a Canaan to reach. I believe each one of us have a promised land to achieve. It's been a long coming with God. We've been following. You know, friend, I believe God is want to remind you of this journey with Him. Into the journey of significance that God is taking you through. I believe it's important for us to be reminded. Even in the scripture, that evening before He gave Himself up, He picked up the piece of bread and He broke it and He said, you know, this is my body that was broken for you. Often as you do this in remembrance of me. You know why? Because many times we forget. You know, many times we are so busy in our business and we forget. what God has done. And then he took up the cup and said, same as this cup. New covenant in my blood. That reminds you today, despite your situation, I'm giving you a second chance. With this cup, you can approach the throne again. Hallelujah. The bread is for the healing of your body, of your soul, of every area of your life. And the blood is for your forgiveness. That give you a second chance. Hey, we may blow it, friends. And God is reminding us, hey, with this cup, on that cross, he said, tetelestai, paid in full. Yesterday, today, it's finished. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know why I'm talking about this. But let's go to the scripture together. From Egypt to Canaan, friend, from Egypt, Egypt is a place of slavery. Egypt is a place where Pharaoh was tormenting the children of God, a place of sickness over here. But on the other side is Canaan. Canaan is a promised land. Canaan is a prepared place for God's children, where milk and honey are flowing. You name it, it's there. From Egypt to Canaan, if you draw a straight line from Egypt to Canaan, it only takes you 11 days and 11 nights to walk in a straight line. Egypt is a place of slavery. Pharaoh. On the other side is Canaan, a promised land. As I'm sharing with you today, each one of us today, as a child of God, have a promised land to reach. Tell a friend, hey, you have a promised land to reach. Amen? Okay, right here we see how God delivered his children from out of Egypt. Okay, from Egypt to Canaan, if you walk in a straight line, how many days and how many nights? Only 11 days and 11 nights. But what does the Bible say? 40 years. Something was wrong. If you walk in a straight line, only 11 days, 11 nights, and here for 40 years, out of 2.5 million people that was free from Egypt, only two reached Canaan. The rest of the thousand, these were the people who born in the desert. But out of the 2.5 million people that were free from Egypt, that was saved by the blood, remember? Okay, you better bring some goat, a lamb somewhere, kill them, bring the blood, put it on the doorpost, and you barbecue the meat, feed your family. Why? Because you're going to walk for 24 hours. No. We're going to take you for a walk to the promised land. Because if I'm going to walk past your house, And I didn't see any blood, I'm going to do something. But when I see the blood, I'm going to save that home. 2.5 million people. Their doorposts were covered by the blood. Here they were free from their bondage. They were free from their Egypt. But you know what? Only two. Rich Canaan. Friend, it's something to come out of our Egypt, but it's a different thing to reach our Canaan. I'm saying it's something to have salvation, but another thing to reach God's highest. Well, I already gave my heart to the Lord. If I die today, I'm going to heaven. Praise God. That's good. I'm saying it's something to come out of Egypt, but another thing to reach our Canaan. It's something to have salvation, but it's another thing to reach the highest. Praise the Lord. You know, we were out there in the world, and somewhere, somehow, the love of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God walked together and pursue you to come back from that rebellious road so that you can, the moment you make the turn, called repentance, metanoia, a change of a person's mind from being opposed to God and His way so that he can stop, turn, believe in Christ and follow His way. That moment, when you let go and let God take control. Somebody said 5% is your salvation, but 95% is your walk with God. And people thought, oh, I already gave my heart to Jesus. And they live their own way with their own. People forget they're going to be a prize. They're going to be a crown for each one of us. But you need to know there's only one kind of crown. There are so many types of crown. Some are made of hay, and some are made of wood, and some are made of, but some are made of pure gold. Friend, for you to go for gold, what does that mean? It means for us to raise our standard. It's time for us to really be serious in a walk with God. Because it's more than going to church every Sunday. It's more than just attending cell group. It's more than just giving tithe. It's more than just going for mission. Because I believe, friend, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's about God preparing a bride for His Son. Well, he come in and say, well, he proposed to you. I'm going to marry you. Okay, you wait here. I'm going to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready, I'll be back. Hallelujah. So what did he expect you to do when he's out there? Expecting us, the church, to prepare ourselves for him. So he is the focus. Praise God for mission. Praise God for this and that. Praise God for discipleship. They are not our focus. They are tools to help us better focus. Hallelujah. So we'll realize there are five purposes why we're placed in the first room. The first thing is for us to know our position as a worshiper. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, maybe another day I'll have to come and take some notes on that. But I just felt to remind you. It's not about mission. It's not about how big our church is. It's not how much money in our account. Praise God for that. But it's all about God. It's all about Him. It's about God preparing a bride for His Son. Amen. Amen. And here God was speaking to His people. Remember the 40 years. This morning I'm going to share with you the three conditions that's written in His Word that will help you this morning and encourage you to pursue the Canaan that God have for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God that each one of us have a Canaan to reach. Praise the Lord. Each one of us have experienced that. We have walked out of that. We have walked out our Egypt. And here God is reminding us, I'm taking you to the promised land. Praise the Lord. But a few things that we need to remember this morning. If you see the map of Egypt and Canaan, the thing that link Egypt and Canaan is a vast desert. Say this to me, praise God for my Canaan. But the challenge is, are you ready to go through the desert? In order to reach your Canaan, we need to be ready to go through deserts.
Hallelujah. But remember this. God didn't just throw the people into the desert. He said, remember the 40 years I take you through the desert. Praise the Lord. But God was so concerned about his children. Friend, I want to tell you that you are not just an ordinary person. You are someone special in the plan of God for such a time as this. Hallelujah. I believe God has done so much for you. I believe it's important for us to make sure that we make right choice in our journey with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for journey this morning. I want you to think about your last 10 years. Think about your last 10 years. How old were you? Think about your marriage. Think about your business. Think about your spiritual life. I want to tell you something. We have made some wrong choice along the way. We have suffered some consequences. Okay, stop today. I want you to go ahead of you and think about your 10 years, next 10 years. How would you like to see your next 10 years? Look at your marriage. How do you visualize your marriage the next 10 years? What about your ministry? What about your business, your life as a young person, next 10 years? Growing, bearing fruit, exciting, or ruined and desolate. I want you to see that. Okay, come back to today. Some people will look back to the last 10 years and say, man, I regret. No, you cannot afford to live with regrets. Why? Because last 10 years is history. It's gone. We cannot change it. And this is what the devil is trying to do. Want to put us on the edge and say, well, and waste your time looking back. Oh boy. Man, I shouldn't have married her. Too late, Jose. You cannot live with regrets. But the thing is this. You cannot change your yesterday. But I want to guarantee to you, the only 10 years you can change is the 10 years ahead of you. And these next 10 years can be the best and can be the worst 10 years of your life. Depends on the decision that you make every day. Amen? Praise the Lord. Oh boy. Amazing 10 years. Amazing 10 years. I want to guarantee to you, beginning in 2017, things are going to happen. Why? Because we are going to make right decision with God. Amen? Praise the Lord. The three conditions, friend. And here God was taking his children from Egypt into Canaan. The first condition is, remember the years I take you through the wilderness to test and to humble you. So the first condition is this. The Israelites were a bunch of proud people. They were hard not to crack. They were very stiff-necked people. They thought they were the only people, Alexis. They looked down at other people groups. Pride was in their system. And God know in the promised land, I don't like pride. So I'm going to do something, try to get rid of the pride in their life. God look around and realize that the only training place that was before him was the desert. Say to me, praise God for the desert. Oh, last year I was taking a team to Walgett. It is outback of Queensland. 18 hours drive into the desert. No trees, just desert. where kangaroos will die and never rot and just dry like a dead log. And you see the aborigines walking the desert carrying kangaroos which dried up to be their food. And here God was saying, it's not an easy place. You know, desert is a very lonely place. Sometimes you'll call out and all you hear is the echo of your voice. A time that you'll be reading Bible from chapter to chapter and it seems like you're heading nowhere. You're just reading another book. But sometimes you pray and you're yelling for help and it seems like God is not listening. It's a place hard to find water. It's not an easy place to go. Sometimes you can be in the midst of people and yet you are very lonely. And here God was saying, remember the ears. I take you to the wilderness. Not you in the wilderness. I take you. Because I believe everything that God allows for you to go through as a child of God, He did it for a purpose. Praise the Lord. If you were to ask the Israelites, you guys want to go in the desert? None of them will want to go there. But it was God who was leading these people into the desert for reasons. Hallelujah. And this was the first one. Remember the ears, I take you through the wilderness to test and to humble you. So the first condition is to be humble. Praise the Lord. I believe this is the problem in a Christendom today. When we grab hold onto pride and we don't want to choose humility. I believe 2017 will be a year that we learn to be humble in the presence of God. I want to tell you, when you learn to be humble in the presence of God, I want to tell you, your leaders will be blessed. Praise the Lord. Here they come out of Egypt, and God was taking them through. I mean, they all just almost reached their Canaan. They can hear the birds singing. They can hear the sound of the waterfalls. They can smell the fragrance of Canaan. And God checked them out, and God realized something. They still grip hold onto pride. They don't want to let go of pride and choose to be humble. You know what God did? Instead of allowing them to cross over, you know what He did? He put a sign, detour. So instead of crossing over, what happened? They make around. I mean, they come to that place. Hey, this place looks familiar. It looks like this is the place we left from. This is Egypt. That means we need to head back that direction. Because Canaan is over there. So they went back. They were just about to reach the Canaan. And God realized pride was still there. What happened? Detour. I believe this is where that song we learned in class one, round and round the village, round and round the desert. So they go round and round and round. Why? Because they don't want to let go of pride. They continue. And I pray that today, this year 2017, we'll approach the presence of God with the power of His Holy Spirit. Say, God, I admit I have pride in my life. Today, help me to be humble. Friend, the desert journey was a journey for God wanting to impart humility, want to help the Israelites to be humble. Because if one of the old men were to complain about the food, God would tell them, chupero. You never bring any cassava. You never plant any rice. Every morning I drop chicken from heaven. Amen. If somebody were to complain about a cold night, God will say, chupero. You never bring a blanket for your family. Every night I was a pillar of fire. Amen. If somebody were to complain about a hot sun in the day in the desert,
God will say, uh-oh, you never bring an umbrella for your family. I was the one who become a pillar of cloud in a hot sun. When they want to complain about the water, they say, oh, you didn't bring any Fiji water or any water from that place there. You know, when your family was thirsty, I was the one who pulled out water from the rock. When somebody wants to complain about their security, God will say, uh-oh, didn't you remember the day when you were there in the river and your enemy were attacking you? You remember the day when I opened the river and take your family across on a dry land and swallow your enemy. Remember, the 40 years I take you through the wilderness. All this was to help you to learn how to be humble. One of the things that I've learned in my journey with God is to be humble. And that is not easy. You know, pride is pretending to be okay while you are not. So many things that's happening across the church, across ministries today. When pastors and leaders choose pride instead of humility. And I pray for this fellowship today. May 2017 be a year that we learn to be humble in the presence of God. Boy, we can tell you stories of the stories of what happened in the Bible, of how God was taking this people group to be humble. But you know what? None of them. Only two. Out of the 2.5 million people that leave Egypt, only two reach Canaan. Remember the 40 years. I take you to the wilderness to test and to humble you. Wow. Number two, to know what's in your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise God for the things that we are doing that people can see. But when God zooms at you, it's not more on what people see, but it's the condition of our heart that God is after. I want to tell you, the Israelites, they are a bunch of bad, hard people. They didn't have a good heart. But God here is saying, remember the years I take you to the wilderness to test and humble you and to know what's in your heart. Hallelujah. I believe this day we won't pray, God, fix my heart. But we say, God, change my heart. This year, 2017, grant me a new heart. You know, friend, when you have a good heart, you'll have a positive confession. Your view will be good, your confession will be good, it will be positive. But when you don't have a good heart, boy, don't open your mouth. Because you come out negative confession. Oh, church, we're gonna give $100 each for this new project. Oh boy, another $100. Friend, it's not about $100, it's about your condition of your heart. You know, when you have a good heart, $100 is not an issue. Go $5. Even $5 look like how many million dollars to some people. You know why? Because it's not about the dollar sign. It's about the condition of our heart. Pray. And I pray that this, no, as they leave Egypt, God was looking forward to take them to the promised land. And here they go. Everything was going with them. And here they were just about to approach the promised land. And God screened their heart. You know what he saw?
Good heart or bad heart? What happened? Detour. They go around again. You know, this is my fear today. You can be in the desert right now. And you've been coming to church, you've been engaging in ministries, but you realize that you are going around and around the circle. A couple of years ago, I know I left that place, but it seems like after a few years, it seems I'm heading that direction again. God, what is wrong? God is saying, Well, you ask me what is wrong. And start blaming God. I don't want to say this, God, I'm doing this. Any other people here? These are best people to be around. They need some heart surgery. You are turning around. Praise the Lord. Remember the ears. I take you through the wilderness to test and to humble you and to know what's in your heart. And here, Moses said, we'll appoint these people. Go and spy the land. They came back. You know what they say? Oh boy, Moses, we are grasshoppers. They are giants out there. They're going to crush our head. Hey, what about the two guys? What about Caleb and Joshua? They're coming later. All the groups say, man, we are just grasshoppers. They are all giants. So when Caleb and Joshua turn up, Moses asked them, well, what do you guys report? We are giants. They are grasshoppers. We're going to crush them. You know, friend, when you have heart of God, when you have a good heart, when you have the giant heart, everything becomes grasshoppers. But when you have a grasshopper heart, everything becomes giants. I don't care what Pastor Conan's going to put together this year. This strategy, this, friend, if you don't change your heart. When Pastor Con announced, everybody excited. That's what people are saying. But in your heart. That's why, instead of crossing over, you complete the sentence. You're very smart. Because I was just wanting to talk about when you start thinking about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kilani sati ko beko na yalo ni na uto ni tuawa ka ke de bonde. Sa kilani sati ko beko na uto ni bonde. Na lima na kana dola, ba ka tuna bitan na uto. Kilani sati ko beko na uto ni tuawa. Itu ko naman yung donan raw. Uy ko 1,000. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ba di pa ba leka sara meda kendo na soli. Ba leka sara. So that we can change some area. Amen. Okay, last one. After this, you're going to enjoy your lunch, eh? Can somebody say amen? Amen. Can you tell a friend this is a Pentecostal service? It's okay to say, praise God, hallelujah. Some people are sitting now like, I thought it's a Catholic mess, man. I worried you're going to do this to me. Hey, it's okay to say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, one. Okay, when I count to three, say, hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. I hope I won't be counting all the time. Because some people are sitting down. Is this a Pentecostal service? You can say, praise God. You know, you're not supposed to say, hallelujah. Oh, amen. It's a hallelujah with an attitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But some people, okay, Praise God. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Okay. I won't be counting again. Praise the Lord. Okay, last one. Last one. Remember the 40 years. I take you through the wilderness. First, to test and to humble you. Number two, to know what's in your heart. Number three, last one, make sure whether you keep my commandments or no. You know, the Israelites, these are bands of disobedient people. God will say this, and they will do otherwise. You know, the problem with the church today, there are so many things we are doing. They're so religious, but they are not biblical. Make sure whether you keep my commandments or no. God will tell you, well, guys, do this. And his children will do otherwise. They will simply disobeying God. They're coming out of Egypt into the promised land. As they're about to cross over to the promised land, God realized they still hang on to that disobedient heart. You know what they did? Instead of crossing over, there was a detour. As I mentioned before, it took God only one day to take them out of Egypt, but it took him 40 years trying to get Egypt out of them. But friend, this is the problem in a Christendom today. Only one day he freed them out of Egypt. For over 40 years, he tried to take Egypt away from them. But you know what? Only two were qualified to reach Canaan. Why? Because they were willing to be humble. Because they were willing to change their heart. Hallelujah. And they were ready to be obedient to whatever God. And I pray that's going to happen in your life. That's going to happen in your marriage. Your marriage is going to walk into that promised land that God decided. Your business, you're going to walk over to the promised land. And I pray young women and young men of this fellowship will cross over promise. Why? Because we're going to learn to be humble. We're going to learn to change our heart. We're going to learn to be obedient. God, whatever you're going to tell me, I will do. Whatever you tell me to go, I will go. Hallelujah. Friend, I don't know about you, but I believe God is speaking to some people today. I know you are fed up. You've been going round and round the circle. Hey, you may have a good job, friend. You may receive good pay, friend. But deep inside your heart, you know you are hitting the same wall that you were hitting last year. You come into a service and enjoy the up-to-date technology and the new worship song, and you kind of zoom into that, but deep in your heart, you know, I'm going around the circle. Friend, I want to tell you today, the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Nothing we can do but simply to repent and come humbling ourselves into his presence and say, God, I've been so prideful in my life. God, I'm so sorry. God, by your Holy Spirit, help me today to be humble. God, I come into your presence this morning. I admit I have a bad heart. Everybody will see that, praise God, that smile, that nice dress and nice suit. But beneath that, God, you see my very bad heart. This morning I'm coming into your presence. God, don't only fix my heart. Give me a brand new heart. And I pray it will be a prayer this morning. God, I admit I've been so disobedient. I've been doing other things. I've been going according to my good ideas. You know, friend, you have good ideas, you have good strategy, you have good plan, but God have the better one. That's why we need to learn to be obedient to Him. I would like to close your eyes this morning. You know what God is saying? Hallelujah. Of the 2.5 million people that left Egypt, only two reached Canaan, because these were the people who were willing to be humble. If you were to ask Joshua and Caleb, they will say this: we praise God for the desert, because it was through that desert we learned to be humble. It was through that desert we learned to change our heart. It was through that desert we learned to be obedient. To them, desert was a training place, was a training ground. But to the rest of the people, the scary thing, because they don't want to be humble, because they don't want to change their heart, because they don't want to be obedient, that desert become their graveyard. You may be going through your desert today. I pray that you're going to change your heart today to say, God, thank you for allowing me to go through the desert. Why? Because you want me to achieve your highest for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With your heart closed, with your eyes closed and heart open to God, allow the Holy Spirit to impart His word into your heart this morning. Friend, I pray that we won't just be a hearer of the word of God, but we'll take action. And I believe that we won't miss out on this divine opportunity. I believe God is taking this fellowship not only forward, but to another level. And that will happen if we begin with a humble heart. If we begin with a good heart. If we begin with an obedient heart. Hallelujah. I'll ask Pastor Conan to come and continue from here as we continue to be in the presence of God together.
Thank you. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. And if you know that God is speaking to you in